As it turns its attention to examining the Australian health system, the Disability Royal Commission is adapting to the needs of the people who are at the centre of this inquiry, people with disabilities. During the next 2 weeks, it'll hear evidence from people with intellectual disabilities, acquired brain injuries and autism. But being in a hearing room can be a really confronting experience. So to help them, the Royal Commission's held a session to explain what they might encounter. Naz Campanella reports.
Xu Hui Chan lives with an intellectual disability and says the health system hasn't always been easy to navigate.
A few years ago, I went to dental service for an operation. I need them to use simple language to explain to me what is going on. When I woke up from the operation, I was in pain and I don't know what happened.
She's the chair of the Council for Intellectual Disability and says some doctors simply don't know how to communicate with patients who have cognitive impairments.
They don't give you enough time inside with the doctor. When you go in, they say, I only have 15 minutes, which is not enough for a person with intellectual disability to understand what is going on.
But sharing personal stories like these with strangers in an inquiry room as the proceedings are also live streamed can be challenging. To help smooth the way, the Disability Royal Commission has held a familiarisation session for witnesses. Ronald Sackville is the Commission's chairman.
It's very important that we operate in what is called a trauma-informed way to make sure that the people who give evidence are comfortable, they are safe, they have the support that they need.
The witnesses were shown the hearing room, met the commissioners, and were told about the types of language that will be used. Healthcare is the third topic being explored by the Royal Commission, and Ronald Sackville says several changes have been made so the space is inclusive and accessible.
If you look at a hearing room generally, there'll be all sorts of computer screens and so forth between the people who are sitting on the commission and both the audience and the people who are giving evidence. We've tried to clear the lines of sight. We've also reduced the height of the bench, if you like, and the commissioners will be sitting, so as to make it more of a setting that people will be familiar with in their everyday lives.
Justine O'Neill is the CEO of the Council for Intellectual Disability, which advised the commission on the changes.
It gives people a chance to prepare because it is really intimidating. So getting up in front of a whole lot of people is scary. So being able to see where you're going to be and where you're going to sit just reduces some of the anxiety and the pressure that comes from being in a new environment and doing something for the first time.
And she says the commission could be setting an example for the rest of the justice system.
Part of the challenge for them is, for them and for other judicial settings, is finding ways to maintain their authority, but at the same time creating environments in which people who've experienced trauma and exclusion can feel confident to participate.
That's Justine O'Neill from the Council for Intellectual Disability, ending Naz Campanella's report.